The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 20th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual day's wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'Those last worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us, who have been borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to start this morning with Jonah. And for those of you who haven't been involved in our adult Bible study, we're gonna be talking about Jonah later this morning, and the adult class will be up in the memorial room. But Jonah bears a few words here, because Jonah is so real. And this book is so us. Let's look at it this way. God says, "Jonah, go to the ministry fair. Share your time and talents." And Jonah says, "Oh, no, I'm out of here." Now, I gotta say, I do want everybody to come to the ministry fair, because the people who have taken the time to set up their displays and who are involved in the ministries of this congregation do so with joy and thanksgiving and love and passion. So do come to the ministry fair. But Jonah, see, God gave Jonah a specific task, and Jonah wasn't gonna have any part of it. You ever felt like that? Like, God's tapping you on the shoulder and says, "You should do something about this." And you're like, got the wrong person. That sounds scary. That pushes me out of my comfort zone. You're asking me to minister to people I don't like. What God asked of Jonah was to go preach to the people in the capital city of the enemy, Okay, so think of any people that you know you've got them in your heart, you're not that fond of. And God says, go tell them to repent. Go tell them. If they turn around, I will turn my face back toward them. Have you thought about preaching in general? Are you able to look to the person sitting next to you in the pew and say, Jesus loves you? Or is that scary? Would you do it to someone at home? See, I grew up in a family, we talked about this yesterday morning with a group of us. I grew up in a family where we didn't talk about Jesus. We went to church. We heard the message. We each internalized the message in our own way. But it was really scary and all too intimate to talk about God stuff at home. So I can relate to Jonah. Go preach to the people in the capital city of your enemy. And you know the rest of this story. Jonah runs as far and as fast as he can the other direction. And he ends up on a ship, and the storms come, and he knows he's the cause for the storms, and he says, guys, just throw me overboard. I want to die. I don't know how many times in this story Jonah says, I just want to die. But God gets him turned back in the right direction. He goes to Nineveh, and you can just about picture him with his hands on his hips. Fine. I'll go preach to Nineveh. And his sermon was exactly one sentence long. You know, repent, turn from your ways. Or God's going to get you. And they did. They heard the good news, they received the good news, they internalized the good news, they repented. And Jonah was so mad. So mad. He wanted to die again. Oh, come on, God. I wanted some hellfire and brimstone. I wanted to see what you did to Sodom and Gomorrah. I just wanted to see a light show. Nope. The people turned toward God. God forgave them. God was merciful. Jonah was mad. And so this last reading that John read just a little while ago, Jonah's only four chapters long. Read it sometime as a grown-up, because we all know the children's version. Read it as a grown-up. God is calling out Jonah for whining, for not wanting God's mercy to extend to people Jonah didn't like. And so we come to today's gospel parable. Kind of the same theme. The owner of the vineyard goes out to call workers. This must be a huge vineyard, huge staff. I don't know, maybe like farmland. That's the picture I have in my mind. That the owner himself, okay, not the HR department, because if you're going to hire a whole bunch of staff, you have staff to hire staff. But this was the owner. And he went out early, early in the morning and brought a whole bunch of people to come work for him. And he said, this is your daily wage. And they said, great. And then he went out again at 9 and noon and 3 and 5 and late in the afternoon. And then he started to pay them at the end of the day, starting with the last, the latecomers, the folks who barely punched the time clock. Got a little work done, and he gave them their daily wage. And he gave them a daily wage. It wasn't an extravagant amount of money, the Bible says. It was just a daily wage. So the next couple days, they would have food to eat. But the folks who were there all day suddenly got this idea that, well, if they got a daily wage, we should get like more. Triple would be good. We work more, so we should get more. What this text today doesn't tell us is that the verse immediately before this story also says, but the last will be first and the first will be last. That's the good news of the kingdom. That's the good news of God's grace. Do you consider yourself one of the early workers in the kingdom of God? Or one of the middle of the day workers in the kingdom of God? Or one of the late in the day workers in the kingdom of God? Are there people you resent having the grace of God? Think about it. God's abundance, God's love, God's provision is such that it's for God so loved the world. Not just the first and most hardworking. This was hard news for Peter in the chapter before this. Well, Lord, we gave up everything. He was talking to the rich young ruler. He said, give away everything. And the rich young ruler was sad because he couldn't. And Peter steps up and says, look, Lord, we gave away everything to serve you. Are we going to be first in the kingdom? And Jesus is like, well, pride goeth before a fall, Peter. And again in the chapter before this, Jesus is blessing the little children. And the disciples are trying to push the little children away. And Jesus says, no, for to such as these belong the kingdom of God. The point here is none of us earns the kingdom of God. None of us earn our favor with Jesus. All that God gives us is a free and abundant gift from God. God wants to be merciful. God wants to be forgiving. God wants to shower us with love. But if we accept that for ourselves, we need to look around. Look around at the whole world and believe that God wants that for every other person in the world as well. Is that hard? Sometimes we have to dig down deep. We have to ask God to forgive us. Because in the depths of our souls, sometimes we're not that gracious. We're never as gracious as God is. Go back to that Jonah story. Remember what he said? God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry at the bush? Jonah said, this is why I fled to Tarshish at the beginning, for I knew you were a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. You see, he was quoting from the psalm that we read together. This is why I fled to Tarshish, because I knew you were gracious. Jonah hated that God was gracious. And sometimes our dark self, you know, the side of us that, the shadow side that we don't want other people to know about. Yeah, we've got some confessing to do. Because the Lord is merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. God chose to love you and forgive you and give his only begotten Son for you. But God did that for the rest of the world too, and everyone else in it. Will our words and actions point them to the love of God? May the peace and the love and the mercy of God keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.